There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Yeah, man, we are back. More than 4 weeks separated. We only skipped a week. Just one. Right? Did we do a show last
week? Are we live?
I think we are. I had to mute and stop the video on my side.
Why am I not getting anything on our channel?
We are definitely live.
Because our channel expected you to be gone this week. That's been our pattern so far.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back, and of course these young gentlemen over here have done an episode of This Week in MCU where they talked about Wakanda Forever, and it's really good. I got to go see it. It was really cool. We're getting stuff in the game Strike Force from it. We're getting stuff in the game Snap from it, of course. And I will say this for everybody: the introduction of Riri Williams to the MCU couldn't have been done better. I think it was really well done and spot on. And no ham-fisted dialogue. No, oh, you must have been inspired by Iron Man. You must have. Yeah. And, you know, it was just really just here she is, character done. No real explanation. Just, I mean, there's just a little explanation. You know what I'm saying? All that being said, we got some cool stuff going on in the game and some not cool stuff. What broke this week, Sin?
Oh God. Nothing major really. They just keep having problems with like this stuff's not here, that stuff's not there, and you know, you'll get it later. So that's been ongoing, and I think it's been they changed their timing. I don't remember if I talked about this earlier or not. We got all these new events that start at 2 p.m. now, 2 p.m. Pacific time. So like Crucible will start at 2 p.m., right?
Right.
Weekly events will start at 2 p.m. Well, I think when they implemented that, something broke with their timing in the system, because suddenly we're getting a lot of these things that always start at a regular timing, like new character in an orb, all of a sudden is having problems every single time. They're not there. So something on their timing broke. And I think whatever they introduced into their code to get these new events to start at 2 p.m., they broke their timing with.
Yeah.
There hasn't, like, the last 2 weeks, there hasn't been anything, you know, majorly busted, which is good. It's been minor problems here and there, but nothing giant.
Yes, sir, I like it.
Yeah, that didn't work too well, but there you go. I'm with you. And they just unlock the hard villains run, so now I can farm for some tier gear that I really need.
You get the teal gear farm on there. You get Cersei. Cersei's farmable now. So that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I got that's a ragtag. It's like the A-Team. It's a ragtag bunch of hero anti-heroes, but I'm in Dark Dimension 5. I'm slowly getting my ass handed to me very quickly there because what I didn't like about it just mentally, and I don't really have a nitpick on it like actually, but it's like, oh, pay attention to these characters because they have different attacks and different speeds and different that. I'm like, don't make me work for this shit. I don't even remember what they have in the first place. I just want to punch them in the face and move on.
That's like, you're right. You want to punch them in the face. But that causes so many problems because people will pay specific attention to like this character does this.
Yeah.
And this character has this speed. Why is this character as soon as I log in, why is he doing his ults? Why is this happening? So they get so much crap for that, which is why they have that disclaimer of this is not your normal run. This is Dark Dimension 5. They will do different things.
Here's my gear tier 16. It's not horrible, but Shang-Chi, Lady Death, pull Hulk, of course, Omega Red, and Lady Deathstrike.
So, okay, it should get you. You know, the first three nodes should not be a problem then.
Well, You might think that, but let's jump in and find out. Because I want to say,
might, Rabbit, you might.
I jumped in. I think it started with 21 villains. I ended around dying with 24 villains. So somehow I went backwards on that one.
There was a summon, I guess.
No, they asked Jamie Maddox. I'm pretty sure. No,
I see.
I thought I had actually killed. Yeah, Dormammu's denizens of this dark dimension mimic the heroes and villains of Strike. They possess aberrant strengths and abilities of their own. Study your attack. Yeah, no, I just punched him in the face. Yeah, so hopefully I'll take out some characters this time around. I did forget I got into it because for a minute, and actually not that big of a gap this time. From Dark Dimension 3 to Dark Dimension 4, maybe 6. God damn it, Jamie, stop. Stop protecting. I need to smash these other people. But Dark Dimension 3, Dark Dimension 4 for me was probably an 8-month gap trying to build up resources to get the characters. This time, maybe a couple of weeks because I've already been building towards... Damn, I hate this stupid protection. I've been already building towards some Tier Gear 16 characters. So I was able, through beating the Dark Dimension 4 twice, get enough gear... presumably here too, and the new hero. That's the other thing. The new hero farm lets me at least farm for some teal gear.
That, yeah,
maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but it's enough to get out of the habit of getting in the dark dimension every day. So this is only my second run, and this one's not doing too bad. This one I actually started shredding the other characters. Man, Maddox, multiple man. He can be in both games, in this game and Snap. He can be very contentious if you know how to use him right.
Well, so the problem is that, you know, you have a team that's not really optimal for this, but like for the first three nodes, you'll be mostly fine.
It's not optimal at all, man.
No, really, yeah. The benefit here is that you actually do have Deathpool with you, so multiple men is actually very beneficial for you. So every time, you kill somebody, she'll come in and hit the lowest health character.
Yeah.
So every time he summons somebody, if you go kill the summon, she will hit whoever's the lowest health.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So you can just kind of spam the attacks on it, and she, like, you just killed like five of them. And she's gonna hit.
Shredding,
yeah. She just goes to town. So when there's summons and when there's like something like multiple man, she's a great option.
Okay, well, she's definitely worth. So I am actually the three middle, the Hulk, Omega Red, and Deathpool. They're great. Lady Deathstrike, she fits with Omega, so she gets a little boost, but not a big one. And then Shang-Chi, he just happened to have the materials, and he's strong.
Shang-Chi is one of the best in the game.
He really is, but he's got no boost, right? No real synergy with this crew.
Not with this crew. For city nodes, you'll have a much better time for city nodes. Omega Red will basically just carry you through the first three nodes on this.
Look, I need to get him to God tier so he can just carry me through all 20 nodes, whatever it is in this thing. I love Omega Red. He is one of my favorite characters in this game now. He's just so worth it. You know, every ounce of resources I've pulled into him, he has carried me. Now, and this is just a fact. You know, I don't play on the same level you do, Sin. You don't have the team power, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know what it's like on your level, but where I'm at, just like when I first got the Hulk, I got him fast and I got him early. So he was my carrier for a very long time until the power creep really kicked in. So that's the same with Omega Red. I can put him just about anywhere and have him carry me through. Not so much by himself in Dark Dimension 5, though. I mean, it's rough out here.
He's still in it.
He's still care. Oh, he just healed up too.
Yeah, he's still. He's got you know, self heal and the ability blocks, and he's got a lot of power in it. Basically, for the last three nodes, for the legendary nodes, Morgan Le Fay and Rogue can just do those three nodes on auto by themselves.
I'm already working on Morgan Le Fay and Rogue, I've been working on them for a little while, trying to get them to 15. I've got two or three specifics I'm trying to get to 16, rather. 16 is teal gear, right? Not 15?
Yes.
Yeah, 16. And then I've got a few others that just are unique on their own. Like Shuri has a very specific thing she needs that nobody else needs to get the 16. A few others I have that just won't take away from anything else I'm doing. I don't believe so. It's some focus, some not. But yeah, I want to get Morgan and Rogue up there to get it done. Now I've got a question because you may have already seen them in the game. I don't know. You may have seen the rumors, but watching Wakanda Forever, when are we going to get those costumes for these characters in the games? And why didn't we, instead of Black Panther MM, which I thought because of the character being in the game, we'd get some kind of story or real reference in the movie. No, he's mentioned at the beginning, just in a ceremony. That's it.
Oh yeah, that's
right.
Fair.
Right, he's mentioned, and which we knew about him because they mentioned him in the legend in the first one. But I was like, why instead of that character, why didn't we get one of the other characters in the game that we don't already have?
Well, we did. We got Nakia, which we didn't have.
Got Namor.
Well, Namor's already been in the game, here. So.
No, I know.
But there's a new costume for him. He's actually getting his Wakanda Forever costume, and it looks really good. I don't know how what the release on it yet is, but it's in the game.
So,
got to get Valentina.
That'd be really cool if we got Valentina in the game.
As director of LaFontaine.
Yes.
I like the purple
streak. I did not expect her for that movie, honestly. Oh, no, I didn't see her or her stuff coming for that movie.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Going to Duck Out, same Wakanda for. Oh, no, we're done. Lost Jimmy. You don't last Slimy. You don't have to drop out.
Slimy, we're not spoiling anything.
Promise.
Yeah. Promise. So literally, what you've heard is about the extent of the spoilers.
Yeah.
Costumes. Yeah, if you go to Namor, you can see his costume.
That's what I'm about to go do. Because I was going to ask, because what about Midnight Angels or any? Because every movie gets a redesign.
Those we haven't seen anything about. It would be a pretty cool costume to get. You know, the Midnight Angel costume. Yeah,
tread lightly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every movie gets its own. Its own man. I do like the Valkyrie.
I like that one.
Too. I like the, me too. I need to save up for that one. But every movie gets a redesign of every costume. So, you know, I thought the costume designs in this film were solid.
Did they give a movie Namor costume?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
I didn't see it. That's all that
I'm praying.
We haven't, I don't think they announced yet how you're going to be able to get it. But I do believe the image is already in the game.
Okay.
And there it is. Oh,
yeah, there it is.
What happened? I hit the wrong
thing.
Oh, you hit the store button.
I did hit the store button.
Oh, it's right there. Okay.
He looks good. He still has no nipples.
I'm okay with that.
Boy, those are some big ass wings.
Those are.
Right? Those are way, way big.
Hey, he's. But, the only way to
unlock it looks good. It looks really good.
It does.
The only way to unlock this is to have 1,000 Red Bull points put into the game. So that's nice. gonna be a sponsored costume. So that's a good one. That's a good one. Let's see. Who else did we get?
It still makes it look like he's got a breastplate on instead of just his chest being bare.
Yeah, it really does.
I'll give you that one. There are a lot of costumes in the game. Most of them, in my opinion, just don't do it justice.
Oh, there's a lot of good ones.
There's a lot.
The Loki one, I love the Loki one.
President Loki?
Yeah, President Loki is great. The magic one we got for free, and it actually looks really good.
Hey, did we?
It's all the one about him. There you go. There you go.
Oh, I didn't realize we got it for free.
Yeah, that was in the calendar over the last week.
Hmm.
I'm glad I didn't miss that. Oh, this is her Midnight Suns. Spoilers! Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
It's her Midnight Suns costume.
That's coming. Counting the days.
It's coming in like 3 weeks, right? Yep. The December 2nd or 3rd?
Yep. It's December 2nd. That's when it's supposed to hit. And it's unless something drastic happens, it's going to hit because I've started seeing every other ad on TikTok for me.
Oh, yeah. Suns. Yeah, they've been advertising the hell out of it.
And it doesn't help that I hit heart on half of them because I still like the commercials. Even though I know it's a commercial, I'm like, nope, I'm digging it. This is my game. Commercial on. But yeah, I mean, I honestly, instead of getting Black Panther MM1 or whatever, MMI.
I just been calling him 1BP.
M1, okay, cool. Instead of getting that one, I'd rather would have had some other costumes for certain characters in this game. I'll just leave it at that. So we got Harkness coming up. We got Ant-Man Quantumania. What do you think we're going to get for either one of those?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised to see something with Kang.
Yeah, a Kang.
Dude, preview to get the
classic I don't think Kang we're going to get Kang in the game. That's a little too much. But yeah. I don't know. But yeah, in the preview, the classic Kang looks really good.
Because
that's the Conqueror King, right?
Yeah, King the Conqueror is that one.
Okay.
That's the one I know the most because that's the one I experienced the most in the comics. Oh my goodness.
We probably get a Cassie, because Stature's already in the game, right? So we probably get a Cassie movie costume variant.
Yeah, I could see that happening. There's talk about a quantum team, but I don't know who they would put on the team. I don't see King being put into the game by himself. That's a big build-up thing. That can't be we just put a new legendary out.
Right. Hank Pym? Putting him in?
They could do Hank Pym, have a second...
Because the only Ant-Man is Scott Lang, right?
Yep. Yeah, we only have Scott Lang. So they could do a second one. They could do the mom for Wasp.
Yep, Janet.
So there's a couple of options.
And honestly, the villain from the last Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ghost.
The mom, I never remember her name either, but in the preview, she reminds me of our version of Ghost in the game. The way it's drawn. I was like, that would get confusing.
Plus, we don't know anything about the movie yet. We don't know what surprises they're going to have in the movie for characters that are here's a big character from the movie that we can add into the game.
And here's a spoiler. Stan Lee's alive in the quantum verse.
Well, he is a watcher, right?
He is.
He's just going to be played by Kevin Smith.
Oh, no. Here's the thing though. With the AI and stuff, if he signed up, if his estate signed over to rights, we could start getting some Stan Lee cameos in new movies.
I don't think they're gonna do it. I don't want them to do it. Having his little cameos in there, let's let it. I'd say let it go and bring somebody else in to do it. Bring Deadpool in to do it.
Yeah, that's
they'd be perfect.
It would be perfect. A would 1,000% be perfect. Both actor Ryan Reynolds and character Deadpool would be perfect for cameos.
Yeah. I think the rumor right now is that Quantumania might be how they're bringing Deadpool and Wolverine in as a multiverse thing.
Yeah.
So Hugh Jackman Wolverine stays outside of the MCU, but gets brought in for the movie, and then Deadpool crosses over to the MCU, and that's been one of the rumors.
Yeah, that could work because then they're going to fold in the X-Men probably with Secret Wars.
Yeah, hopefully, and they got to do something to bring in Fantastic Four. I mean, we all know the movies that are coming because they've announced the movies that are coming.
Right,
but we just have no idea how they're going to bring them in.
Right.
Now this is what I don't understand. I've seen more than one headline or somebody saying something about this is the end of phase four, which I realize I don't really care what phase we're in, but that I get it's a good tentpole farewell film to a phase, but at the same time, these phases are getting shorter and shorter, it seems like. But also, I thought phase four was supposed to be the cosmic phase, and we got very little cosmic out of this phase. Very little. So is it really the end of phase four, which is what, a year, year and a half at most?
No, I think was the first movie was the Spider-Man movie, or was that the last of phase three?
Phase three ended with Endgame.
Okay.
If I remember right.
Yeah, it did. So and officially officially for Marvel Phase 4, it started with the TV shows.
But still, so we might have the same amount of content, but just crammed into faster delivery, because we had TV shows going at the same time as movies.
So Phase 3, not counting the shorts, because they count Team Thor and, you know, Team Daryl as part of those shorts.
Right.
But Phase 3 started with Civil War and had Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians 2, Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers, Infinity War, Ant-Man Wasp, Captain Marvel, Endgame.
And you're talking about three years covered there at least.
So that's it, Endgame. And then WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, Black Widow, What If, Shang-Chi, Eternals, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Multiverse of Madness, Ms. Marvel, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff
the
into
content
it.
But is there. It's just
She-Hulk, Werewolf by Night.
It was just faster.
It was a lot faster because you were getting movies and you were getting TV. Far From Home does count as concluded with the release of Spider-Man Far From Home.
I still feel like we didn't get it as I felt like we were promised a cosmic phase. So I expected more. Well,
that might be five. I mean, we're getting
the Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four is going to show up. We're going to get Quantumania. We're going to get Marvels.
So that's
going to be a lot of cosmic.
First off, does that make the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special part one of Phase 5?
Most likely.
Because they explicitly said at Comic-Con and D23 that Black Panther Wakanda Forever ended Phase 4.
Okay. So it's just a pattern of them shifting gears a little bit. Gotcha.
Yeah, and the next thing we're getting is the Christmas special.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Quantumania after that, because there's not another show until Quantumania, right? Because it's February.
Yeah, that's the next movie.
Yeah. So Star-Lord gets to kick off the next phase. But then I realize, and I'm going to throw it to you guys, and we'll go to Snap here in a second. Do you care what phase ranks? I realized for myself as I was thinking about all that, I was like, well, why am I bothered that this is the end of Phase 4 when I just enjoy the progression of the story? So what about you guys?
I only care for it because they're breaking it down. The breakdown seems to like ramp up stuff, right? Because a lot of Phase 4 stuff has been heavy setups. Like Wakanda Forever was an amazing movie. But it's
also
it is a big setup. Eternals was a giant setup movie. All the stuff that they've been doing has been huge setups, which kind of like Phase 2 was a giant, Phase 1 was a lot of introductions. Phase 2 was a lot of setups. And then Phase 3 had all the culmination of everything. So it's the same pattern. The difference is, Phase four kind of fell flat for a lot of people because it had like Eternals was not greatly received. I really enjoyed it, but it gets a lot of
it was
that commentary.
It was
definitely different.
It was ahead of its time, honestly.
Yeah, Thor: Love and Thunder definitely not as well received as the last one. It's also not as good as Ragnarok, but it's still a good movie.
There's no Hulk. It wouldn't be good.
So it's just kind of like the next one has to step up, right? And Phase 5 has to step the movies up.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it will. I mean, I think we'll see the problem with Phase 4 is that we didn't have a big tentpole movie. Right.
Yeah.
And so the biggest one was probably Multiverse.
I would say Wakanda Forever is the biggest.
Well, but Wakanda Forever, while it ended Phase 4, it didn't include everybody. It wasn't a giant team.
I wouldn't say it's like
a team up kind of thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's a tempo movie. It's very self-contained. Other than like, hey, we're going to, talk to a few scenes here and there.
Okay.
It's very much self-contained.
I got you. See, I wasn't defining tentpole as that, which I see what you're saying. Tentpole would be the ones where the team-up movies, Civil War, Endgame, those kind of things. Okay. Because I was thinking tentpole where you'd have the off-season movie that was smaller, like a Thor movie, and then you'd have a big movie that'd be like Guardians Now or that, and then we'll kind of forever by all means, and by my not tempo, but it was one of the largest and most impactful films in the last year or two.
No, it's definitely the best. Yeah. Other than Spider-Man, it's the best out of the entire set.
I get you.
I went to the Marvel Cinematic Universe wiki, which is generally pretty good.
Okay.
And Phase 4 includes Guardians Holiday Special.
Oh, okay.
So then Ant-Man will kick off next.
Right.
That's a good way to start it off. Because that looks like it's going to be this main, and it's such an upgrade too, right? Because like the first Ant-Man movie was like this little everything in San Francisco. We're just dealing with everything at home. The second one was just a little bigger because holy crap, there's another universe and we're kind of getting a little bit of that. But it's still just like San Francisco Bay Area movie. And all of a sudden this one is just like, okay, we're going to a different universe. All right, cool.
Right. So Phase 5 is Quantumania, Guardians Volume 3, The Marvels, Captain America New World Order, Thunderbolts, and Blade.
That's a lot of cosmic.
That's for movies, and that's through 2024. And television series are Secret Invasion, Echo, Loki, Ironheart, Agatha, and Daredevil.
That's a lot of stuff.
That
is a lot of stuff. And that's a really good lineup, too.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Loki Season 2.
Yeah.
And the Daredevil reboot, because that's going to be fun.
They said 18 episodes of that?
Yeah, 18 episodes.
So good. Can't wait.
So good. All right, I'm going to flip over to Snap here. Nope, that's not what I want to do. And while I do that, Kurt, you know, because this is one of your babies. Why don't you kick it off? What do you got to talk about?
All right. So let's see. Since the last time we were on, we are now in a new season pass called Warriors of Wakanda, and that ends in 2.5 weeks. The featured card is Black Panther.
Who's a lot of fun.
And he is a lot of fun if you play him right. And so he doubles the card's power when you play him. He has an on reveal of doubling the card's power. And when you boost him with other things, he can get stupid crazy big. So, and then we had, we've had some featured, locations that are all Wakanda based. We've got Shuri's Lab, which doubles the power of the card that you play there. So,
yeah, goes combined really with him, well with that Black was Panther. Rude.
Yep.
I've been loving
We've
it
got, the one that just finished was Warrior Falls, which can go I and hate take a that dump one. For all I
which
care.
Which one is that one?
That one was the one at the end of every turn, the cards there fight each other.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And it kills the lowest power one. I hated that one. It's so fun. Although I didn't like it, but it did give me a couple of wins. Just because they would fight each other and the opponent's lowest card would die, and I won by like 1 point or 2 points because of that.
Did you ever not play a card there?
Yes.
Yes.
They fight each other and kill each other.
Even on your own side.
I hate that so much.
With the deck that I'm playing right now, it has armor in it. So if that came up, I would throw armor on it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the opponent loved you for it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No kidding. Let's see. So they just started, a new event that you can only get to on mobile. You can't get to it on the PC.
Really?
Yep. And that event is called Vibranium Rage, I believe. Forge. Vibranium Forge. You can go to it and spend. I think you get the points. See, I can't even pull up the news on the PC client, but you get the points based on playing Wakandan characters. And then you can go every day and cash in those points and get variant cards, apparently.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So, including a pixel Riri, I believe. So, let's see. And that just started today, yesterday.
Well, let's see. I'm going to load up my mobile one and see if it gives me any info.
Let's see. IGN, I got nothing. IGN had an interview with Ben Brode last week. And they said, so, which decks do you like to play? And he gave three decks that he likes to play. And one of them is an Omega Red deck that I've been playing. And let me tell you this. I started out at level 28 this morning, and I only really have been playing since I got out of work. I'm at 37 right now.
Nice. Damn.
The benefit of
having the cards, you know?
Yes. Well, so that's the other highlight is I completed my collection last Friday. I have all the cards.
Oh, wow.
That are available. Not all the cards in the game. Yes. All the cards that are available.
He hacked the game. He has all the cards that are not released yet.
So there are two cards that are in the game that you can play if they're given to you, but you cannot earn. And that is Thanos and Galactus.
Oh, damn. Tell me you have those.
No, I don't.
No, you can't get them.
You can't get them.
They're to you. That's why.
They're the random ones. The locations. Like, give a random card or play a random card.
Or each player gets 10 random cards to play.
Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah.
I think part of the reason why
you can't get them is because they haven't figured out the Infinity Stone thing for Thanos anyway. Because if you read the text on Thanos, it says when this card at the beginning of the game, 6 Infinity Stones start in your deck. Well, but what does that mean? Like, nobody knows. So I will send you the link for the Ben Brode.
I like to video. Build and try decks.
And so I will tell you this Omega Red deck I've been playing. I pasted a couple of pictures in Discord.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. So
I saw you posted pictures there. Yeah.
Yep. So what it is it's all based on a combination, and the combination really doesn't kick in until the end of the game. And the combination is you play Invisible Woman on turn 2. You play Omega Red on turn 4. You play Iron Man on turn 5, and you play Onslaught on turn 6. Now, Invisible Woman makes it so any card that's being played on that spot, they can't tell what it is. So they don't know what you're playing. So that's sneaky part number one. Omega Red says, if I'm winning this location by 10 or more, then the other locations get +4. Iron Man doubles your power.
Right, right.
And Onslaught doubles all of that. So now Omega Red gives out 8 at the end of turn 6 to each location. And Iron Man just doubles. And Onslaught. I was just pulling up the pictures here. I went from basically losing the game, 14-8-3 to, on my side, 2-4-1 on the locations, to just on the last play, 3,584, 36 and 32.
Wait, what?
3,000?
So, yes. So here's the other part is I had played that combination on Onslaught Citadel, which doubles your ongoing effects on top of all of that. So it doubles. Wow. So
it just keeps going.
Holy cow, dude.
I've been able to do more 8 cube wins with this deck.
Than anything.
It's
the problem for me is I have 3 or 4 of those cards. I don't have a Mega Red yet. And I'm already at like 1,450 collection power.
Yep. So my collection power right now is 3,192.
Right. And you finished the collection roughly around 3,000.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Just a little over 3,000.
So I'm halfway through everything. I still don't have him.
Yeah. Omega Red is the key. Like you, if you didn't have Invisible Woman, you don't need her. It just is nice because you can sneak up on him.
Yeah. You can hide the combo.
Yeah. But you don't need her because she doesn't come up every now and then, but you can still kick ass with that combo. It's ridiculous. And there are some support cards in there, but, yeah, it's a crazy deck. I've also been playing with a deck called Agatha Take the Wheel.
Yes!
Oh God! Oh my God!
Right now, I just got her. Like, it's crazy. She frustrates me to no end, but she can cheat. She can cheat and move cards that aren't supposed to be moved.
She doesn't actually play that well either. It sucks.
I win more than I lose with her. But what do you got? What do you got
for? Yeah, so it's got Blade. Ebony Maw, ooh, Wave, yeah. Lady Sif.
Wave is a good one with her. Yeah.
Yeah. Jubilee, Ghost Rider, Hellcow, Captain
Marvel. Wow.
Captain Marvel, Hela, and Hela's the key.
Right.
America Chavez and the Infinite with
I did actually spend that chibi Hela showed up in the store and I had to go buy it.
Yeah, I understand. So, and the whole key to that deck really is like, you can't do jack until Agatha's out of your hand.
Right.
So she pretty much, you let her go and you hope that there's a lot of card destruction or card, discard cards in there.
Sure.
So Lady Sif and Ghost Rider, not Ghost Rider, Lady Sif and Blade and Hellcow. And you basically want them to nuke as many cards as they possibly can, except for Hela.
Won't Hela come back? I mean, I don't have that card. So
what happens is Hela, if you can play her and she's turn six, if you play her on turn six, she brings back everybody who's been discarded.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Gotcha.
I don't know if it'll show up on camera because I'm going to pull it up from the phone, but you gotta see this one.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. I dig that.
I had to buy it.
I still haven't. So I spent some gold today because I was on a run. So I spent some gold today on mission refreshes.
Yeah, I've been doing that a little bit too.
It's really the only thing you should be spending gold on, really.
Correct. But
no, I understand. Like the one off card, if you want it, is good.
I've done that twice because I did that one. And I think I did somebody else's also chibi one, but I don't remember which one it was. Oh, yeah. I think it was Crossbones.
Okay. Yeah. So I haven't bought any cards that I like yet. I did get a variant today. Oh, okay. Chibi Crossbones.
Yeah, chibi Crossbones.
I got a variant today, which was Okoye sports variant.
Okay.
She's throwing a javelin.
I've seen that one.
And I'm like, okay, whatever, man. But the other thing that came out, though, is titles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How do you change? Some people have had them. I don't know how to change my name.
Okay. Did you earn any? Did you earn any?
I don't know.
Okay. So here's what you do. You click on your avatar. Nope. Click on your avatar. And so you don't have any yet.
Okay.
And I think it's because you have to get to bottom, pool.
Yeah, in the bottom right, it'll show up as titles.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
I've seen a few people have them. Like, I want a title.
It, you know what it is that it gives the higher level people something to go for. Is really what it is because they don't.
I only have three right now.
I have five right now.
I have Top Chef.
Yep.
I have Top Chef, which is the one I currently have. Activated. I don't know why.
Yep.
I have part-time Avenger, and I have the fourth. Which nice. The fourth of what?
So the first one I got was Most Juicy, which I rocked that for a while. And then I got Yes, All 24 Ounces. I got one that's Never Lucky. One that I do like that I was going to play when I played the Agatha deck because it's Ego Take the Wheel.
No, that one is the best one. Have you run into the ego thing yet?
Oh,
no.
Okay. Oh, so ego's terrible. Ego is terrible. It is a terrible location that takes over the game and plays everything for everybody. But it turned into the game meme. Basically, yes. As soon as Ego shows up, you snap.
You have to, yeah.
And then if the other person doesn't snap, you stop spamming them with the snap emote.
Yep. But the title that I'm rocking right now was the one that I got most recently, and that is Absolute Garbage.
Absolute Garbage.
That's great.
So I will tell you, I thought the titles were dumb.
They kind
of
are.
But they got really good and creative and funny with them.
Yeah.
And I'm completely cool with that. Like if it was like, if the titles were like Patriot or Avenger or things like that, it's like, no, like I don't care.
Yeah.
But this stuff is funny.
The problem for me is that I gotten them out of like Collector's Reserve gave me a title. I'm like, come on.
You know what? Right now, I would rather that than boosters.
I'm halfway through. I want cards.
I'm at 700 right. and something.
So okay.
How far down the line is that?
You're in, I think that's pool two. That's not quite, or is it pool three?
It's almost pool three, I think.
It's almost pool three.
Yeah.
I've been having fun with my move deck, but I might have to modify it a little bit.
I guess you need a deck about once your advice on Boogie Kurt.
So all I was going to say is the neat thing about the game finally going wide is so many more content creators are doing things.
There's a lot of people streaming it,
and there's a lot of good quality content out there.
Yeah.
People are going, okay, if you're stuck in pool two, like we are right now, cause we just started, here are the best pool two decks that you can create to get you to infinite. And people are theory crafting things like don't spend on upgrades so that you can stay in this pool as long as you possibly can. It's not clear that actually is worthwhile, but the fact of the matter is they're really theory crafting stuff, and it's great. Yeah. There's a lot of good content out there. And a lot of decent sized streamers are doing things now too. So,
I had on my, we looked at a couple of days ago on my recommended viewers list, there was four people streaming Snap. One was 16 viewers. One was 200. One was 65. And then the fourth one was 2.2 thousand.
Yeah. Is the 2.2 thousand one, I will bet, was probably Jeff Hoogland.
I don't remember who it was.
Well, so he was a big Hearthstone and Magic streamer, I think. But he played during beta, and he's very nerdy, but man, just understands the math and the odds. If I had one giant, humongous piece of advice for anybody, know when to snap and know when to retreat.
Yep.
Retreating is your friend. If you cannot mathematically win, then you need to run away and play again. You just do. Because that's what's preventing most people from climbing. And I do it too. Because most of the time I'm just playing and I don't really care. But with a deck that I know can climb, I'm paying a little bit more attention to that. And I'm not always successful, but I am paying a little bit more attention to it. But knowing when to snap is as big a part of a game as anything else.
Would you say it's half the battle?
Knowing is half the battle.
Yep. I appreciate that about you, Kurt.
Yeah. Yep. Is that what you appreciate to me?
It is. Yeah. So I got, you can see it on the screen, I've got my first spinoff card, which is the prism background for Lizard.
Nice.
I was hoping for it inked like you got, but
they're pretty rare. I think I've got two.
Imagine. I picked up Ronin. I picked up Crossbones. Agatha Harkness was my newest acquisition from the Collector Reserve. And gosh, she drives me crazy, but she wins 9 times out of 10 with the decks that I put her with.
It's weird.
Some random cards to support her, basically.
Yeah, it's weird. The other thing is a website that people should pay attention to. snap.fan.
It's got a lot of .com/snapkurt.
Nope. Snap.fan. Okay. it has a ton of decks. There's a program that I can't vouch for at all because I'm not running it. But it will suck in your decks and post them.
Nice.
And then if you see a deck that you like, you can actually copy the code and put it into your app and it will copy the deck over.
Okay. So snap, I'm going there now. Snap.
Dot fan.
Dot. And the way it's capturing the screen, part of my internet is showing up. I'll put it on another screen. All right. Would that work? Yeah, I didn't mess with anything. Okay. So I need to get the app to go with it. But is that only on Android or is it on
iOS? You don't really. No. Here's the thing. You don't need it. You okay. don't need it. If you click on, well, there's Dex, right? Dex is one of the things at the top.
Got it.
And you choose a deck. Let's say this, the first one that came up for me was this destroy deck.
Yeah, I see it.
So you click it.
Uh-huh.
And you say copy code.
I see.
And it will copy it to your clipboard. But you can also go to your deck in the game.
And just copy it yourself.
And if you do that, it will say, hey, I'm too shy. Just copy this and it will paste that in for you and you can just name it and go.
Nice. For those that listen to the podcast, why that song popped in, I did the shiny logo on Agatha. So I hit the shiny button.
Shiny.
All right. So let me, okay. So I don't know if I'll do it through BlueStacks, but okay, I've copied the code.
Yep.
And I can go to the gear you said?
Well, no, you go to your deck, your cards, okay. And you go to add a new deck.
Uh-huh.
And if you click the hamburger menu, it'll say paste.
Look at that.
And look at that.
And it showed, it showed me. It showed me before I even hit paste that only had 10 of the 12 cards.
Yeah, so you're missing two of the cards. But at least it's there. Yeah, it's very cool, very convenient, right? I mean,
Kurt, this is why I subscribe to your OnlyFans, man. I tell you.
It's that and the hot gravy.
I mean,
it's
the only reason anybody subscribes. As you, I'm just saying. Now, there's also
all about the gravy.
Deck builder. So I would have to manually put my cards in the deck, import deck code. Okay.
So if you go to your deck, okay. And you click share, from the hamburger menu, you click share. It gives you your deck copied.
Okay. To, I have to, do to all your this clipboard. Crap. That won't necessarily be right,
We're talking 12 cards, right? So, I mean, it's not that difficult to put it in. But like I said, I think there's an app that you can run on your mobile device and have it automatically import your decks to SnapFan.
That's what I want, because I'd like for it to help say, oh, you got these cards, try this deck.
Right. So there's the SnapFan app, which does a collection sync, match history, player stats, and deck tracking stats, which is kind of nice, but I'm not installing it yet. I don't trust things by my nature. So, but apparently people are using it and it's really well done.
Okay. So it's download for Android and download for PC Steam right now, currently.
Right. So what did you say your collection level was, Charles?
I'll tell you in a second here. I need to get out of this. 730.
Yeah. So, you are in pool 3.
Okay.
Like right at the beginning of it, right?
No, about midway. Really? Yeah, 474 starts pool 3.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't mean you have all the cards. Well, it actually kind of does mean you have. I think it can mean that you have all the
cards. Is there pool 4?
Not.
I thought 3 was the was all of it.
So they've been talking about a pool 4. Pool 4 and pool 5. They've not implemented it yet.
Okay.
So right now pool 3 includes everything.
Yeah.
And looking like a man.
Yeah. So So yeah, you're in pool three. So that's good. If you go to your filter on the right. Yep. Yep. And you can see unowned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the grayed out ones are the ones that you don't have.
Right. The shadows.
Right. And if you sort by, quality, it'll sort them by gray to whatever.
Got it.
So the silhouettes we've seen,
so these
the gray ones are the ones.
Get.
Yeah. Except for Thanos and Galactus.
Okay. So even in this pool that I'm in, pool three, as you said,
yep.
I still have a shot at all of these cards.
Yes.
Why is Sauron in color?
Sauron's got that weird font. Play,
I'm sure.
But also Sauron's got a weird font. Like he doesn't have its own character font. It looks like somebody got drunk right? one night and just typed it in.
Comic Sans.
Almost. It's the worst font in the whole game, and it does look like a mistake.
It does. I agree. Yep. It does look like a mistake. Power. That's what I need. No energy. Energy is what I need. I'm just trying to fill out one. So Killer Grind is what I named this deck, and this is the one that I do my challenges with, right?
Yep.
So who do I want to dig around with? Let's balance that one. All right. And so I do my dailies and everything with it, which by the way, I followed Sin's path this time on the season pass. I just got the pass. I didn't get the boost, and I'm at level 21 now.
Yeah, I ended up buying the boost just because
sure.
I like the game enough and I want to support it. And yeah. It gives me a kick. Gives me a little kick.
Have you finished your chapter one yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. It's my first. So chapter one is completed. Chapter two is not completed because I have to upgrade a card 12 times. And so I have to remember that upgrading lower levels is going to be more beneficial.
Because it's faster turnaround. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have that many lower levels because you said you have basically every card.
So well, you get variants, man. Like whenever you split cards, you get the variant. You get not variants, but you get the splits. Yeah. So,
well, it is basically a variant. It's got its own special background.
Kind of, yeah. And then there's cards that I've earned that I don't play with, so they're gray. You know,
That's the ones that are level one. You can level those faster, right? That's what you're saying.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. Always update gray first. I am working on level 39 for the season pass.
Okay. Where are you at?
So.
Man? Oh. Where am I?
Now, I noticed on this week in MCU, you'd said, you know, you stream Snap when you kind of get to it. But do you actually still play heavily, or are you just kind of a backseat player?
No, I've been getting, like, all the missions done on the daily. It's just I haven't had a lot of time to stream it. But as far as the season pass, I'm at level 20.
Okay.
So I already cleared 20. So, yeah, we're right about the same spot. But like I just got all my missions, you know. There's six missions to do.
And it's easy to do missions a lot of time.
Yeah. Six dailies and a couple of the weeklies are still up, so
yeah, because I played so hard after work, I've got two dailies to do.
I do like that he spaced them out. So if you get in early and you clear it, you'll still get some more stuff later on in the day.
Yeah, but the nice thing too is they allow you to buy more missions.
Yeah, which is fairly cheap too at 120 gold.
Yeah,
it's not bad.
Yeah, and my gold. So I refreshed. I want to say three times today.
I've done that,
and I'm sitting at 15,420 gold.
And
Jesus.
Now remember, you get gold from the season pass. You get gold.
Sure, but I'm down. I was up to like 4,500. I'm at like 2,300 right now.
Right. You get gold there, you get gold in the collection level thing, So, and you get gold,
you get a lot of gold.
Yeah, you get a lot of gold. So.
I'm paranoid about buying the upgrades because, I don't know, I've just used to seeing a couple grand in my gold press platinum. I don't know what the hell that resource is. It's not gold, but the other one.
The credits.
Credits. Yeah. These are gold bars that are discolored. That's all they are.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. Soon, and that was the other thing they announced this week, or may have been late last week. Soon they're going to be releasing collector tokens. Okay. Which will allow you to target characters to earn boosters for and to earn and who knows it, you know, I don't know how often they'll be coming. I don't know. And we don't know any of the details, but it'll be like, let's say you need to get 20 collector tokens to earn Invisible Woman, whatever that is. It almost certainly will cost something.
Yeah. More than likely a lot of gold.
You might be able to earn them, but you'll probably earn them at a very slow rate.
Yeah.
If they're doing it right, it should cost gold. Because here's the thing. You don't need to buy them. You just don't.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah. I completed my collection way slower than a lot of people. The if you grind, you can get it in, I want to say, they said 3 months, you can have everything. But man, that is putting in the time.
Yeah.
That's putting in a lot of time. So, and I put in a lot of time, but I'm not, you know, that's only Steam. I was going to say, Steam says the PC client came out on the 18th, right?
Yes.
Let's see how much time I've got in on this. Oh boy. Oh my God. Playtime 85.6 hours.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. That's a little bit of a shocker. I was not expecting that. Yeah. It's a good game. It's a really good game.
It is a great game. Let me get you out with this deck. So I called it the negative zone because I'd gotten some interesting negative effects like Typhoid Mary and Hazmat. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to throw everything that's just crappy. Not crappy, but that's kind of negative, like villains.
Oh, but you don't have Mr. Negative.
No, I don't have Mr.
Negative. Okay, good. Because that completely is different than what you're doing. Yeah.
So I got Yellow Jacket, Zero, Ebony Maw, Hazmat, Armor, Storm, Killmonger, Typhoid Mary, Hobgoblin, Claw, Magneto, and Destroyer.
Oh my God. I still don't have Magneto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's very nice and pretty.
I'm pretty sure I still don't have Magneto, but let me check.
So what are you trying to do with this?
I was just kind of, I don't know, other than just random chaos. But like Typhoid Mary had a negative one power to your other cards. Yellow Jacket has a negative power for somebody at that location. Nope, Zero removes your abilities. It was just kind of like a, we're going to, Ebony Maw locks you out. Hazmat is negative two across the board. It was just, other than Armor, was just kind of random pick. Destroyer destroys every freaking card.
Right.
You know, yeah. Claw was there just to boost if there'd be off Hobgoblin. You know, it was really Killmonger destroys.
Hobgoblin is annoying and I love him.
You know what I said?
Because he'll just mess with everybody.
Right.
So I don't know what you're trying to do with the deck.
Just screw
because it well, no, it's cool. So but there's you're doing a lot of damage to yourself.
I know.
Now there are Hazmat decks, right? And they all center around Hazmat. And I'm playing one that this Jeff Hoogland guy came up with. And the whole point is you basically troll the opponent until the end, and then you Hazmat, Viper, Odin. Or Hazmat, no, I'm sorry. Hazmat, Viper, Wong, Odin. And what it does is it will, you know, basically do minus one a lot on everybody on the field.
Yeah.
And if you're ahead at all, then you win. And so some of the keys there is to jumpstart things. You also have Green Goblin and Hobgoblin in your deck. You have Ironheart to bump your characters for a little bit. You've got Black Widow to just troll them a little bit. Scorpion to troll them a little bit by you know, nuking their hand a little. You have Colossus, who won't take any of that damage. So Colossus can be the only positive character on the field and win that lane. I've seen it work. It's stupid. It's just a ridiculous, thing. The Viper does, your opponent gains control of one of your other cards at this location. Well, if it's a negative card, it's not going to help them. So it's an interesting deck.
All right, I'm going to try this deck. I will copy the code. I think I have all the cards. I was just like, you know what? What would happen if I threw all these random negatives in there?
Yeah.
And you know what? Before I even get this next deck, I'm going to play that deck to show you what happens when you set that much chaos in the mix. Come on.
Yeah, and there are people who are actively trying to come up with, let's call them annoying decks. And one of the decks that Ben Brode came up with that I haven't fooled around with yet is one that he called a dickhead deck, which is just...
it's the one I want to make.
Yeah, and it just like annoys the crap out of the opponent because you're either stopping them or throwing a negative on them somehow.
There's there's basically a milk deck that you can do with
well, it's probably got like Mantis in it and
Got whatever's at the beginning, I don't remember, but it's got Kingpin, Arrow, and Magneto.
Yeah,
because anything that moves to the Kingpin's location on turn 6 gets destroyed, and then you play Magneto over there and move everything over there, and it destroys it, and then it is a disgustingly annoying deck. It was I want to make that, and I can't make that yet because I don't have Magneto.
Right.
I went into the decks on Snap.fan and searched Typhoid Mary. Didn't have, apparently you need an Invisible Woman with Typhoid Mary and it somehow works better. I don't have her, but ultimately found a claw.
It's because it's because it hides Typhoid Mary. Like
they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I searched claw because I know it does a boost and everything. I was like, well, let me try that. And I got, first I'm going to play the negative zone, is what I call it. But then it's called Odin Doom Reveal. I had every card in it, so I want to give it a shot. But here's what happens when you play just this random chaos of negative cards. I don't think I've won a single battle. I think I've gotten trashed every single time I've played this thing. All right, well, Ebony Maw can only play once.
Yep.
But yeah, they have a 3 power. 0, remove the abilities of the next card you play. Oh, that's why I put 0 with Ebony Maw. Because I can play Ebony Maw after 0 and I'm good.
That makes sense. And Ebony Maw is cheap for the amount of power that you get. So.
1 for 7 power. Yep.
Yeah.
Can't play.
I don't have that card, Kurt.
Which one?
Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah. So that was the chibi I got today. Which is
nice.
Cute. I still don't know anything about that character. Like, literally nothing.
And in the store, you'll only be offered the variants if you already have the regular in your deck, right?
Yes.
Yeah, every once in a while I see a variant like, wait, I have that card? Cool.
Yep. There was one event that happened that you could get a character that you could get a variant of a character that you didn't have. So you would end up having the variant, but not the base card. But I think they caught that.
That's too bad.
In time for the next event. They didn't correct it. Like, they didn't take it away or give it away the base. So the downside is you still had to earn the base. It didn't count towards your pool. So you still had that missing in your pool.
You suck. They took out my Ebony Maw.
Yep.
Well, you know
that'll
what?
Happen.
I'm going to get them back. Just make it a -2.
Oh boy.
Vengeance is mine, saith the claw.
You want to be annoying? throw Magneto in the middle.
I was thinking about throwing Magneto in the negative zone if he popped up, because negative three power.
There. Oh, yeah. No, that's good. Yep, that works. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
How did I get all those? Oh, yeah, because of hazmat.
Because you just hazmat it yourself. I use
hazmat just to screw everybody. It's like, yeah. Magneto did pop up, so I'm going to see. Maybe we'll see.
You know, the thing that I really wish they would do for variants is I want to see classic artist variants. Like, okay. if there's a Steve Ditko set.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Right? Yeah. I want to see those. I want to see a John Byrne set. I want to see an Arthur Adams set. I mean, there's a whole bunch. A Todd McFarlane. Well,
that's
set.
One of the reasons I like the chibi ones, because that's all Scotty Young.
Yes, yes. Which is, so in some cases they are doing that kind of thing, but not even. I really wish they would credit them.
Yeah, it should have their name on the bottom of the card.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I would love a Ditko Dots Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Kirby. Kirby or what's his name. Spawn's guy.
Yeah, McFarlane.
But McFarlane had a very specific design for Spider-Man.
Right, right.
Which is why he was no longer with Marvel after he did Spider-Man.
Look, one of my favorite things that McFarlane did was not Spider-Man, but and he also did the Hulk, which I thought was great too. But his Mysterio is
ridiculous. Mysterio was really cool. But the reason he wasn't with Marvel anymore. It's because he changed the look on Spider-Man, and Marvel went, we don't really do that. We have a very specific look we want for him. And then, so bye.
Yeah. The problem is though, that was like the, one of their best selling runs in 20 years of
Spider-Man. Sure. But that was for the story, not because he changed the look.
It was both. People dug that art style.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it was the 90s, man. I mean, you know, people really dug that art style. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of signature type artists, like John Romita. You know, let's have a John Romita set. Yeah, I think that'd be really.
They could actually make a lot of money just by putting up like, here's a pack of five cards of this artist.
Okay, how about this?
I messed this up.
Alex Ross set.
Yeah.
I might spend gold on that.
Yeah.
Fully painted. Oh, yeah. A la Marvels. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Like, give me like a classic, like pay $20 to get the set of, you know, five, six cards.
You're talking about buying sets.
No, I'm straight up saying they could make a ton of money of just like 20, you know, here's a $19.99 pack for six cards that are all Ditko style.
Ditko Spider-Man set, six cards.
Exactly.
For, yeah.
$20 really bucks. Did. You know that would sell like hell.
It probably would.
Hell, I would buy one.
I both love and hate that.
And hate that, right?
Yeah. Like if I could spend in-game currency on that, maybe.
Because like you don't have to buy it. It's all cosmetic.
Right.
But I want to buy that because it's the cosmetic that I want.
But see, here's the other part of that is that I want to be able to earn those. I don't want them to be exclusively purchased. Yeah. But yeah,
I like all of it. I tell you the Carnage themed ones. Like I have Carnage.
I got a couple of those too.
You know, I like those. I like that
the series. Venomized ones.
Venomized, yeah.
I played somebody yesterday whose name was Venom, and his portrait was pixelated Carnage. I'm like, come on,
it's not very good. Yeah,
no,
I don't like the pixels.
I like the pixel ones, but not as avatars. They're kind of right,
but if
avatars.
Your name is Venom, you shouldn't have Carnage as your right. as your ID. Right.
So they've got 1602 variants in there, which is kind of nice. But they don't. The ones that I've seen, like I've seen Medusa and Bucky Barnes, and they don't look different enough to me. I want them to look more 1602-ish. And the Venomized variants, whatever.
Yeah.
not my cup of tea. Let's see.
I like all the Carnage, variants. But I haven't seen the Venom ones, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Wow, I can actually search for...
Oh, Daredevil, you suck.
Oh, no, I put in those search terms and they don't work. They don't allow you to search for Pixel or Variant or Chibi.
No.
And I wanted to search for Chibi.
Yeah, I would like Chibi that option.
And they allow you to search, but not that way. So, let's see. So really the best way to see what you got is just to alphabetize it. So I've got a Chibi Agent 13.
Oh, you bastard.
I got a black and white Ant-Man, which I got today. That's pretty cool. I got classic variant Beast, which is Beast in the costume, but no fur. Which I think is pretty cool.
So, okay, if I'm right here, I'm playing Odin with Green Goblin. They played Green Goblin against me. It says your opponent gains this, but it's on reveal. So if I play Odin, it's going to send him back over, I believe.
Let's find out. Yes. So, yes, if you play Odin on a Green Goblin, it will trigger the Green Goblin.
No, they blocked it by not.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep, you can get hosed.
They played well. Oh, DeBree's one I don't recognize.
Oh, yeah.
Debris just gives you rocks.
Yeah, shoves rocks to everybody.
Still, somehow I trounced them. Like, yeah. Clean sweep. That's the Odin Doom reveal deck. Anyway, all that being said, Sam, where can we find you on the web, man?
Well, you can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SunRaven for Marvel Strike Force, a little bit of Marvel Snap. Starting tomorrow, I'm trying to figure out when to do it, but Miles Morales is out for PC tomorrow. Ooh. So I'm going to do the same as I did with Spider-Man. I'm going to do the story on stream, and I'm trying to figure out when to do Uncharted as well, because I got a copy of that. So I want the story on stream. So come hang out. Come say hi.
I dig it. What about you, Kurt?
I can be found everywhere but on Twitter, at VO by Kurt. I am still in like week 6 of permanent suspension off Twitter.
It's okay. Everybody's logged out of Twitter anyway.
I've got like Mr. Bagman from Nook's Tavern, and that's basically tagging Elon Musk every day. Saying, hey, when are we going to have a decent appeal process? Because there is none. It sucks. But otherwise, where I'm spending most of my online time from a posting standpoint is my TikTok, which is also VO by Kurt. And yep. For those who know me, I am a very fat guy, and I have a series of videos called Fat Guy TikTok. And tonight I'll be recording day 71 of Fat Guy.
I was doing a mental countdown, or count up, if you will, to episode 69, just to stitch it right after you said that, to go, hey, hey, and just leave it. And I just didn't have energy. I was like,
yeah. Somebody else did.
I figured.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I also did an experiment of posting from the PC versus posting from the mobile app. Yep. The PC is definitely handicapped, and the amount of views that you get is definitely less. So. If you're trying to do that, you can develop your stuff on PC, but always upload from the mobile app. So,
TikTok?
Yeah. Nice. So, that's pretty much it. And this week in MCU comes around whenever this week in MCU comes around. We just finished recording the Black Panther episode, and this week in Batu is about 6 episodes behind, if not more. We are very, very behind, but I am loving Andor. Andor's great.
Oh, I forgot it's on. I need to check it out.
Yeah. Episode 11 just hit this week, and one more episode to go. So, all right, Charles, where can people find you?
You know, I've gotten more active on Instagram Reels, which I don't like as much as TikTok. I'll be straight honest. They bribed me to get on it, essentially. And by that, I'm in a bonus program. Where if I do reels and people like them and does well, I'll get paid in 2 weeks total time. I'll get paid up to $200. So, okay, nice. Sure, I'll try it. Why not? But here's why I don't like reels. It's locked at 90 seconds. So I'm trying to do my thoughts and things that I do. And they're 6, 5, 6, 7 minutes, you know? And it's like, I don't get it. I don't get why I'm supposed to do reels. But so
I was going to ask you about getting on reels, but for 90 seconds, I can't do that.
And it cuts it off. So the rest of Instagram. So what it is, I do two posts. I do a reel that has the first part, and I put, hey, it's going to cut you off. Follow it in my story here on Instagram. You'll get the full version, or go to TikTok. So I post it after I post a reel. Then I post the, which I guess I'm going to try, just do quick thoughts on reels, see what happens. But then I post the actual full story on Instagram stories and then TikTok. And all that being said, I tagged Kurt tonight in the video that I posted and talked about just the connection of social media and love it. And here's something new that's about to happen. Ooh. On tonight's show with Pokemon Dope Podcast, we were asked, because there's a new Pokemon game coming out tonight at midnight. It releases tonight. And so we were asked, like, hey, are you guys going to get this game? And they were clear that they were already had already pre-ordered it. They're waiting for the download to hit at midnight, and they're ready to go. I was like, so you obviously love this game, and you know I don't really care about the game, so I'm just going to, my humor in it is going to be, you know, faulting everything and picking on it. And he's like, yeah, I'll come here for the salt. So we used some show money, Joe and I pre-ordered one of the Pokemon games. I'll pick it up tomorrow because it comes out tonight. So yeah, I'll pick it up tomorrow when I come past Best Buy. I'm going to record some clips and some reviews of me just being salty about it. And then it's going to go to Joe, and he's going to do some reviews, and we're going to have our kids do some reviews, and all that will be on our TikTok channel at nice. Pokemon Go Podcast. So we're going to put it there. So we're doing all that. So check me out, Pokemon Go Podcast, and Charles Paul, and listening faithfully every time This Week in MCU puts out a show on my favorite podcast. Okay.
Nice.
Tune in next week to hear nothing from This Week in Batuu, because we're way behind.
Way behind. Yep.
And for or from this show, because it's Thanksgiving next week.
It's Thanksgiving! Okay, turkeys don't make
bucks. Buck, buck, buck,
buck. I don't know. It was like the DJ, but trying to do the turkey, I guess it'd be gobble, gobble. I don't know.
That one works.